We are experiencing a period of high call volume. For faster service, please visit our online claims portal. Vehicle owners, please visit www.nsdmc.com/member-claims to check the status of your claim or to upload your supporting documents. To repeat this option, press the pound key. Dealerships, please visit www.nsdmc.com/producer-claims to file a new claim for tires, wheels, key replacement, or glass repair. You may also check the status of your customer's claims or upload your supporting documents. To repeat this option, press 1. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Yeah. Hello, Manisha Taylor Cleaning Department. How can I help you today?
Hello, my name is, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, what I'm calling for today is a claim to get reimbursed for towing.
Okay, if I have to assist you, and what will be the address on your policy?
1141 West Lincoln Boulevard, Freeport, Illinois, 61032.
What will be the name on the policy?
Devin Rembry.
And what will be the year making model of the vehicle?
2001 Chrysler 300M.
And I have a good phone number just in case you get disconnected.
815-297-2711.
Okay, thank you. I'll be able to assist you with this claim, Devin. And what day did you receive the service for the towing?
The 16th.
Of this month?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the reason for the service? What was wrong with the vehicle?
The strut, the front driver's side strut had broke.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And would you like to receive push notifications when it's a change in the claim status? You can choose email or a text message.
Text message is fine. Ma'am, I'm looking at my receipt, and I think I got to go and get another one. It's barely legible as far as my vehicle information from the towing company.
Yes, sir.
So what I guess I can swing over to them to get another one. The only thing that I can see on here is a little bit of my VIN number, but I know I need more than this. So what else do I have to provide besides a proper receipt?
Okay, then I'm going to explain to you all the information that needs to be on the invoice, Devin. It has to have the name of the company, their
mm-hmm.
address, your name,
mm-hmm.
your make and model of the vehicle,
mm-hmm.
and your payment method, how you pay for the service, whether you pay cash or debit, all has to be on the invoice.
Okay, cool. I did pay cash. What happened? It was only $100 total, but how after I go get the receipt, what do I have to do?
I can send you a link out through email or a text message, Devin, whichever option is easier for you.
The link through email is fine.
Okay.
And what's the link to?
I'm going to have to give you the, you want me to send a link to your email?
Yes. And that's a link for what?
It's a link where you upload your invoice.
Okay, cool.
Yes, sir. And what's your email address?
d.bremby@gmail.com.
I'm sending it to you right now, and also sometimes it does go to your spam, so check your spam mail as well.
Gotcha. What happens once I upload it then? How long does it take to get my money back?
It takes up to 35 business days just for them to review it.
3 to 5?
Once they review it, yes, 3 to 5 business days for them to review the actual document. But as
okay.
we have all the correct information on the invoice, they will send a check out to your mail address. I'm not sure the exact time frame. It just depends on the postal company when you receive that check in the mail for the reimbursement.
Gotcha. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. And I would like to provide you with your claim number as well. Are you able to write down this information?
Gotcha. I'm ready.
Okay. It's going to be 124.
Hold on. 124.
Dash.
Mm-hmm.
107.
Uh-huh.
389.
Mm-hmm.
35 will be your claim number.
That's 124-107-389-35.
That's correct.
Gotcha. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Is anything else I can assist you today?
No, you're too far away. You're way down in Alabama. I'm in all the way in Illinois.
Well, you have a nice day, Devin, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye.